he said the reason that he wanted to aggressively go after the oil companies, he said he wants to make examples out of people not complying with the law. He was going after oil companies that were basically doing things illegally. Mm-hmm. He was not and not going after those that were doing things lawfully and doing what prosecutors do every single day mm-hmm. across the country, which is, you know, you go after the people who are not complying with the law and you hope others get the message. Mm-hmm. So that's the way when I studied the video, that's mm-hmm. what I saw it as.
Yeah, the problem with that is, and I said on the Senate floor, I used three examples. In all three examples, they were complying with the law. The problem was, that let's use Range Resources.
Well, that's
Texas.
A big difference. I mean, if they're complying with the law, yeah. he's going after them. If it's ultimately found to be compliance, is mm-hmm. different than if they're not complying. But he's
exactly.
But his aggression, his statement was that the non-compliant. Well, at least that's what he said.
Well, yeah. Except the examples I used and I documented on the floor of the United States Senate, like Range Resources in Texas, they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't contaminate any water, and yet for a year they were benign, just. It was a barrage of insults and saying these people are out there contaminating the water and all that. Finally, when they found out a year later that they weren't doing that, then very quietly on a Friday night, I suspect, when no one was watching, they withdrew their complaint. In the meantime, they had already written a letter threatening to fine them $33,000 a day. Now, you put yourself in a position where you have a company, you're out there exploring, you're developing resources, and you're not doing anything wrong, and all of a sudden you get beat up by a bureaucracy.